As songwriters, I think we always borrow from those in front of us. And I know, you know, for me, I mean, I didn't come up with the Jimmy Buffett sound. I mean, there was Harry Belafonte and people way ahead of me that just made you feel good. And you just try to kind of keep, you pass that, pardon the pun, the tiki torch gets passed, you know. And so here's the torch, man. Well, time flies when we're having fun. How's that?
Let's do it.
Muchas gracias, amigo.
Pressure's on me now.
Be careful up here.
Unreal.
If this singing thing doesn't work out for Zach, he could wind up, you know, in Margaritaville, like back to those days when we cook and table sing.
Mariachi style.
There are those restaurants you go in where food is not the priority. Yeah. See, coming from the Creole culture around New Orleans and the Gulf Coast and barbecue people, that's not the case.
Here you go.
Goody.
Is that right there?
That's my rub.
This is a Georgia clay rub.
We're eating clay?
Oh, it doesn't have clay in it, but it's similar to the color of it, so that's why it got its name.
Okay. Well, it tastes good if it was clay.
But this is what you're going to put in all your Margaritaville restaurants now.
Absolutely. That is an excellent, excellent rub.
I'm half gypsy and half family man, and I have to have a balance of both. I have to have that up all night playing on the road every night when I'm on the road, and then I have to have the time at home with my family. And then about every two or three trips out, my family comes with me. Yeah. And it's a lot more work when they're out with me because...
Really?
Yeah. But I love it, though. I love it. It helps to break it up, the monotony. But I've got three girls under three.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like having a herd of raccoons.
My kids grew up on the road. When I saw you guys the first time, it was like you reminded me more of my gypsy caravan than anyone that I've seen out here. And definitely it was the authenticity of who you are and what's in your music that kind of appealed to me as fan.
This song was written the same year that Elvis died. And Elvis was supposed to do this song. And Elvis went on to Graceland in the Sky, and I got to do it. So thanks, gang.
I'm not worthy. We created a monster.